In the library we have about 300,000 Sforim. Most of them are old and rare. Some of them are unicum, that the only copy that we know of this Sefer or of this print. The library is divided into two collections. The collection of the Friedrich Rebbe that he collected over the years between Tov Reish Pei Hei and Tov Shin, between the years of 1925 and 1950. That contains about 100,000 Sforim. And the second collection is the collection of the Rebbe that was collected since the year 1950, since Tov Shin Yud and An. That collection contains now about 200,000 Sforim. And there are new Sforim, old Sforim, that are being donated to the library every day, and it continues to grow. Some of the Sforim are old, about 550 years since the beginning of the Hebrew Jewish print. And some was published in this present year and was donated to the library. It is not a open for the public reading library. It's a research library that contains old and rare Sforim, that if someone wants to look up a Sefer that he cannot find, he would come up to the reading room, ask the librarian to bring up this specific Sefer from the storage rooms. He should be able to check what he needs, or to get a copy of several pages if he needs. About 15 years ago, people stopped coming so much to the library to look for an old Sefer that they cannot find. Now, it's not only in this library, it's in libraries in general around the world. People stopped coming so much to look up for old Sforim that they cannot find. The reason is because in that period, the internet became more popular. So many Sforim was scanned and posted on the internet. Till that, when someone has to look up a Sefer, he would rather go on the internet and look in Google or somewhere, and he wouldn't have to spend a day to go to the library, ask to bring up the Sefer and to check it, and then go back home. People are still coming to the library to look up Sforim, but not so much as before. We then decided that the proper way the library should serve the public is by scanning the old and rare Sforim and posting them on the site of the library. In the same period, there was formed the organization of Hebrew books that they scanned Sforim and posted on the site of Hebrew books. So we came to an agreement, a joint venture, of scanning the old and rare Sforim that are in the library. And they should be posted on the site of the Hebrew books and on the site of our library. There was a whole staff working for 2 years. They scanned close to 20,000 Sforim, old and rare Sforim that are in the collection of this library. They were posted by on the site of the Hebrew books and on the site of the library. when someone wants to come to the site, to the library, and see this 20,000 scanned Sforim, old and rare Sforim, he would have to go to chabadlibrary.org/catalog. There he would be able to see all 300,000 volumes. If he's looking for a specific sefer, he would find it. He would have a link to the card, catalog card, with a description of this sefer and of this print. And if we have scanned the sefer, it will say in the bottom, it will give you a link to the scanned sefer, and if you press on it, you would be able to see the whole scanned sefer. So, for this about 20,000 old and rare Sforim that are in this library,